The Army National Guard presents Rosemary Clooney, Ray Conniff and Company, and I'm Vaughn Monroe. So let's go with music. Another big time at the National Guard Armory, one of a series of big nights that come up every week. It's when we all get together for a little time-out time. Part of my job is to tell you men outside the Army what goes on inside, inside the Army National Guard. And the other part is to welcome our stars. Ray Conniff is in charge of the downbeats and such, and we're pretty happy to have the wonderful Rosemary Clooney as our guest, too. Agreed, Ray?
I always say there's no harm in getting next to the best.
You are right there, my friend, and if we polled each of our National Guardsmen here, I'm sure we'd raise a smokescreen of compliments so thick you couldn't find your way to the microphone. Okay with you, Rosemary?
Anybody here know how to turn on the radar?
Don't worry, Rosie. Plenty of men know the radar, but I'm the one who turns on the music. Front and center, Ray, let's go with the music. That's just the thing, Ray Conniff. But stand easy for a minute while we take a small walk. Nothing like a little stroll for a constitutional. And next time you take a walk around your hometown, make it a point to walk by your local National Guard armory. Then remember this. Your Army National Guard is only one of 5,400 units located in 2,500 communities throughout the United States and its territories. Yes, your local Army National Guard unit is part of a mighty force of more than 400,000 highly trained, fully equipped citizen soldiers who are ready to defend this nation in any emergency. Today, your Army National Guard holds an important position in America's military mobilization plans. So, take a good look at these good neighbors of yours, your Army National Guardsmen. They are proud men in a proud outfit, training for a mission that is vital to the safety of your community, your state, and your nation. And let's go with music right now, along with Rosemary Clooney.
Love and affection, I need an awful lot of love and affection. You gotta shower me with love and affection before I give my heart away. I wanna know that you love me, and if you do, you gotta show that you love me. I'll follow anywhere you go if you love me, and I will give my heart away. just plain Jane Honey. I don't go for trinkets and such. Say your money. Trinkets are nice, but they can't ever take the place of love and affection. Just keep your kisses coming in my direction, and in return I'll give my love and affection to no one else but you.
Off to Rosemary Clooney. You're at your traditional best, Rosie. And while we're dwelling on tradition, hats off to the Army National Guard, too. The National Guard has always been vital to America's defense. In colonial days, the militia, as it was then called, was so successful that authority for the establishment of a militia was written into the Constitution. The Army National Guard today upholds that fine heritage. It's a proud outfit for a young man to join. And there are many advantages the Guard offers. For instance, if you are between 17 and 25 years of age and have a military service obligation, you may arrange to take 6 months active duty training when you join your local Army National Guard unit. When you complete that training, you return to your hometown National Guard unit and finish your military obligation by attending regular drills and 2 weeks of field training each year. You get pay benefits and retirement benefits, too. Stop by the local National Guard Armory for full details. Marvelous, and Ray Conniff's theme too, which means that it's just about time to close the big door on the Army this session. Our lovely singing guest was Rosemary Clooney, and of course, you're both invited back at the earliest opportunity. Now next week, we're welcoming Patty Page to the bandstand, along with Tony Pastor's orchestra. That's the lineup, so until the orders of the day read, let's go with music a week from now. This is Vaughn Monroe saying so long for all your friends and neighbors in the Army National Guard, who are keeping America strong by keeping their guard up.
The National Guard is ready on the land and in the air. The National Guard is ready to defend you everywhere.
And now here's a word from your local Army National Guard headquarters.
The preceding program has been brought to you as a public service in support of your Army National Guard.